On the show today, we have QCash President CEO Seth Brickman and People's Advantage Credit Union's President CEO Amanda Hubansky, all talking about the credit union's Fast Cash, their small dollar loan option here for credit unions to use. Instead of going to those payday lenders, they can come to a credit union, a valued and trusted resource in this area. So Seth and Amanda are here to tell us all about the credit union's Fast Cash program or product, if you will, and how it's benefiting their members and their staff as well. So check it out. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, boy, do we have a show for you. But before we get into the topic, let's do some introductions. Right next to me, we have Amanda Hubansky from People's Advantage Credit Union. She is the president and CEO there. Amanda, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. Excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited to have you. Great. And thanks for taking time out today. And then right below us is none other than Seth Brickman from QCash. Seth, how are you, sir? Good to see you again.
It is so good, Mike. And it's great to see you. And you know, we're big fans of your show. So
thank you.
We're always excited to be on it.
Well, yeah. Well, you've been a frequent guest. Like this past fall, we've been like running into each other at various conferences. It almost seemed like every other week. Oh, there's Seth again. You know, so you've definitely made the round, sir. So we're always happy to have you guys on because you guys have such a great story to tell, which we're gonna have a great story to tell today from Amanda and her credit union, People's Advantage, talking about your Fast Cash. So what should I call this, Amanda? Fast Cash? Should it be an app? Should it be a program? Technology, a product? How would you classify Fast Cash?
All of the above, a product and a service. Yeah. So we have the product integrated into the home banking. So it okay. does work for the app, but it's really a service to the members.
Right on. Right. And for those just joining us, it's a small dollar loan option for kind of the antithesis of the payday loans that people get caught up in. So you guys are doing a fantastic job. They're giving folks a viable option, a better option, actually a way better option than getting into that mess. So I want to start out, Amanda, with why were you shopping around for a small dollar loan option? What was going on at your credit union at that time?
Yeah, so we offered a small dollar loan for many years before we launched QCash, which we've internally branded as Fast Cash. And we did it sort of the old school way. We were doing paper applications, paper loan documents, and it just bogged our team down. It was a service that we saw as members are going to get this money somewhere. We wanted them to get it with us, but yeah. The bandwidth of the team was really absorbed through those small dollar loans. So being able to offer it through a digital channel not only created bandwidth, but also I think created credibility with our brand because mm-hmm. we were giving them a similar experience that they were getting from other places.
Yeah. And what was it about QCash? Because obviously you guys came to the, you saw the light and saw QCash. And so what was it about QCash that really attracted you guys to go with them in this area?
The totally hands-off experience for our team and for the member. The quickness, the ability to do it 24/7, 365, and the tight-knit integration to our home banking provider just mm-hmm. made complete sense. That was the only provider that we were able to find that could do everything without an employee being involved.
Right, right. And Seth, I'm going to come to you. So when Amanda came to you with the situation that they were in, so what were your initial thoughts, and then how did you guys work together to come up with Fast Cash?
Yeah, so we actually love it when a credit union is already trying to service their members, take them out of predatory lending, and make a difference in their lives. And so the fact that they were already doing that was huge for us, which makes us want to try even harder for those types of credit unions. And we know our platform, because of our deep core integration, that we're able to automate that entire solution so that it requires no interaction from loan origination personnel, which allows them to work on higher value items. And so the ability to partner with Amanda and People's Advantage was amazing. But the flip side too is if we know a credit union's already issuing these types of loans, we know that just by automating the process alone, they're going to see a massive increase in their volume of loans because they've now created an easy, unique member experience, which is super important for members today. And because it funds instantly, members literally go from link to real money in under 60 seconds.
Oh my gosh, that's what we're talking. That's a true member experience that we're all looking for these days. And Amanda, I see you shaking your head at that. So that's kind of what you guys or your members are experiencing right now, right?
I was telling Seth the other day, we had not great loan growth for the past 2 years. COVID was a factor, but a lot of small dollar loans, a lot of those requests coming in, and it just bogged down the team's bandwidth. So now that we were able to convert it digitally, I mean, we've been able to see positive double digit loan growth because our team can spend their time on auto loans and home loans. And probably even more importantly, the financial coaching alongside this product to deepen the relationship beyond a payday loan relationship.
Yeah. And we'll get into some of those great results here in a few minutes, but I want to talk to you about the name Fast Cash. It's very catchy, obviously. So why did you guys decide on that name? Cause I love the names and I think it really catches with your membership as well, I would think, right?
Well, the members would ask us, "Hey, can I get that Fast Cash product that you guys have?" When it was kind of the older style version, and we're like, "Yeah, you can actually." And so when we launched this, we're like, "Well, this is a true Fast Cash, so let's just keep that name." And we kind of put our brand on it, and the members love it. We had four loans funded on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh my gosh!
How cool is that, right? Yeah. No one was on the clock, but members are still able to capture Black Friday deals and stuff. So
that's the beauty of it. Yeah, definitely. Even Fast Cash on Thanksgiving for sure. So lots to be thankful for in that area. So Seth, tell me about, and Amanda, you can chime in here as well. Tell me about the implementation process. Obviously, Fast Cash, you get your cash in 60 seconds. So tell me about the efficient implementation process here. Seth, you want to go first on this one?
Sure. So the great news for credit unions is QCash is already deeply integrated into all of the major cores. And that's really where the heavy lift is. Yep. So from the credit union perspective, it's actually a pretty light lift. It's making sure we have core connections, making sure that our product and their core are communicating, aligning the SSO from their digital banking service to our platform so that we can authenticate the member. And then it's really just a matter of their lending team building their program based on the goals that they're trying to achieve. So it takes about 12 to 16 weeks just because we don't want to overwhelm the credit union with a bunch of things that they have to do.
Right.
But the actual lift for the credit union is very light. And so I'll let Amanda chime in on her experience.
Yeah, let's get the credit union perspective, Amanda.
Yeah, I'd say we were probably on the shorter end of that, closer to 12 weeks. We had an idea because we were offering the product already of kind of what sort of parameters we wanted. So that made it a bit simpler for us, but we had a project manager who was fantastic to work with and said, "Hey, here's what we're looking for. What are some other best practices through this product?" And the team that implemented it was just probably, they said it was one of the easiest implementations because the dashboard's so easy to maneuver through.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get to the numbers here or some results or some anecdotes. So share with me some member story or actually, how has it been received by your members? Can you share with us? I mean, it sounds like you've been using it a short time, but now you guys sounds like the ball is rolling quite fast now for you guys. So share with us some member feedback and how the members have received it.
Yeah. So the members love it. I'll start with kind of the most recent. We used to offer a holiday loan. I know a lot of credit unions in like November and December do small dollar sort of prepackaged personal loans as holiday loans. And they would bog our lending team down every year, but the members loved them. So we used this sort of in lieu, pushed it through our mobile app. And in the last week, we funded over 200 loans through the Fast Cash product.
Oh my gosh.
In previous years, we would fund 200 holiday loans in 2 months. So to be able to do it in a week is just...
Oh my goodness.
Probably more than that, though, the member experience, but the bandwidth of the lending team to be able to support the members for other needs has just been incredible. I'll share another story. We had a member that had been doing payday lending activity with us for a few years through the old brand product we had and through this product, came to us with a credit score in the mid 400s and used this product alongside financial coaching and just closed on his first home about a month ago. So yeah, I mean, it's really, we see it as sort of the entry point of the relationship to build and develop, to create homeowners and other wealth in the community.
So there's a bigger picture here, you know. Not only are you getting this much needed cash in a quick amount of time, but there's a bigger picture here is building that credit and building that financial stability for the long haul. Is that kind of what you have in mind here, Seth? I mean, this sounds like a theme that's going on with a lot of these credit unions that you guys are helping out, and Amanda's credit union is no different.
It really is, because we write the loan to the core. When the credit union reports their loans, they report our loan with all their other loans. And so it helps their member build good credit. And we are one of those few products where we actually want credit union members off of our platform and into traditional lending.
Yeah.
And so our goal is to be obsolete, but as long as there's one credit union member still using predatory lending, we have a purpose and we have a mission.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And that's a good mission for sure. And so, and that kind of leads me to my next question, is about building credit, Amanda. So, and you shared that story. Do you have any other stories where members have really excelled or benefited greatly through this product?
Oh, yeah. So we pull credit migration into the background of our portfolio. And we know that since we've launched Fast Cash, 25% of our members have had a FICO score increase of 50 points or more. And that's to the Fast Cash product, but to the other supplementary services and financial coaching that is available alongside it. So just, we see it as an entry point to really develop a deep relationship with the members and move them to traditional lending. We tracked our success rate, and so far we've got 99% conversion rate from payday-like products to traditional lending.
Really?
So yeah, we've got some other technology embedded, but it really can be the start of such a great and profitable relationship that doesn't stop at payday lending.
Well, and I'm looking at it from the credit, the member perspective is obvious. The benefit there is obvious, but I'm looking at it from the credit union perspective, the value that your credit union is providing the member. I mean, it's just through the roof now, the value that you guys are, especially in their eyes, they're looking at you guys as this great financial resource where they can not only get this cash, but again, build their credit. So they can get a car, they can get a house. So, oh my gosh, what a great thing for you guys.
Yeah, we've just had a discussion with the management team about using it as a member acquisition tool, because they've got members coming to us going,
yeah,
but had that no credit fast loan, how do I get that? What do I need to do? And it's like, great, let's set up the direct deposit. Let's have some conversation around what your financial goals are.
Yeah. And speaking of the member, so who's the target for that? Who's your target audience within your membership for Fast Cash?
So it's funny you ask that, because we assumed going into this that it would be folks who live paycheck to paycheck, your lower income consumers.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's still the target. But in fact, are the folks that use it are across the board.
Really?
We've got 30% of our members that use this have a credit score above 600. So this is not necessarily folks who can't get money somewhere else. It's I think that both the anonymity and the speed of being able to get the cash is something that's attractive to everyone. But we're a CDFI credit union, so we're very focused on consumers that are having some challenges or living paycheck to paycheck and need that short-term liquidity.
Yeah, good for you guys. And Seth, do you find this in serving other credit unions, that it's not just the people that you know are, you know, in really dire need of this type of money, but it runs across the gamut, like Amanda's experience with her membership? Do you find this as a common theme for other credit unions as well, or?
We really do. So there's really three core, let's call them personas or use cases.
Yeah.
Right. It's those people that have more month than money or have unexpected life events where they need help.
Yeah.
The other one, number two, is it supports credit unions that do ITIN lending or lending to immigrants that don't have social security numbers and can't get traditional lending because they don't have a credit file. And so it allows credit unions to give loans to those ITIN members. But then the other piece is just like Amanda talked about. We create this unique convenience where credit union members can go from link to funds in under 60 seconds, 24/7 on any device from anywhere.
Wow.
And so whether it's Vegas at 2 o'clock in the morning or people needing new golf clubs or Botox, or you'd be amazed at the stories that we hear. But it really is about giving credit union members that 24/7 convenience experience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think if you're in Las Vegas and looking for cash at 2 a.m., there's other things going on, but we won't dive into that. So, that's a whole nother show. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying here for sure. And Amanda, since launching Fast Cash, have you guys seen a decrease in payday loan usage? Because you talked about that one stat earlier about the 99% stat. So that's phenomenal if so.
Yeah, we've had a 20% decrease in the payday deposits that have come in. So loans that originated externally, we ran before we launched Fast Cash, and after we've had a 20 consistently month over month, we track it. We've had a 20% decrease And like I said, the members just love it.
Oh, I bet. There's a cool factor to this, you know? There's a definite cool factor. And to have, you know, members talking to other members or members talking to family, friends, neighbors, that type of stuff as well. The word of mouth must be just tremendous. And you guys are probably, that's probably snowballing as we're speaking, I would think, right?
Well, yeah, we just started marketing it really.
Oh, okay.
To the broader membership group last week with Thanksgiving. I mean, the fact that we did 200, I think, as we really
that says
push
a lot.
That marketing reach, it's going to grow from there. So.
Well, and speaking, okay, not only members, but I hear that maybe staff is using it. Are our employees using it as well? And if so, how?
Yeah, we've got a good chunk of our employees. I'll share this too.
Awesome.
We had a member of our executive team actually had a car emergency out of town with a flat tire. It was late in the night and she needed a repair shop sort of off the grid status and was able to use the fast cash product to get the money quickly to get herself situated at a repair shop. And she's able to pay it off. But I mean, just the demographic of who's using it, our staff, lots of our members, and just the ease of the product is a huge, huge benefit.
Yeah. And Seth, I'm coming to you. It's like, not only is it really cool for the membership but you know, staff can also take advantage of this as well. Right. So do you see a lot of that with other credit unions as well?
We actually do. And that's one of the unique benefits of bringing QCash into your credit union is your tellers and your branch staff, right? They're still living life and experiencing life events where they need help.
Mm-hmm.
And now you as their employer can actually help them when they're in the midst of that life event. So we do see that pretty frequently.
Yeah. And it just helps you get out of a jam. Amanda, it looks like you want to say something.
Well, I think the fact that we can do it without them feeling like they've got to go to someone and admit or feel like the shame that sometimes is associated with that, they can just do it from their cell phone and no one really even has to know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty cool factor that I think has increased our employee engagement with that product.
Yeah. And this fantastic resource is right under their feet. You know, it's right in front of them. So why not take advantage of it for sure? So what are your, Amanda, what are your greatest concerns with offering a small dollar loan? So, and what have you found so far?
I think the common question that I get is what are charge-offs and delinquencies looks like? You know, this was a product that we offered before. I mentioned sort of the old school way. And I'll tell you, our charge-offs have actually cut in half. They were 6%. Now they're closer to 3%. And I think that's because people want to be able to have this product available to them in the future. So they do pay it back. Concerns are just their ability to be able to pay this along with other debts, both to the credit union and to others. But like I told Seth and said it a couple of times, members are going to get this money anyway, either
right.
from the credit union or someone else. So why not have that relationship with this organization? Those are probably the two biggest things. The other concern for our team or sort of maybe focus is a better word is making sure that we are engaging with that financial coaching so that this is not a one-stop mm-hmm. shop and we can continue to keep that number of movement to the traditional lending products.
Yeah, which makes you guys a true financial resource, you know, not just a transaction-based resource, but you guys become a true resource in this area, which makes that membership, credit union, that relationship more and more sticky, right? You want them to come to you guys for everything. Obviously, you want to be that primary, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
That's the goal here. And Seth, I mean, so what advice do you have for, and I'll get to you on this one as well, Amanda, but any advice for credit unions out there and venturing down this road? Because it sounds like the benefits that Amanda and her credit union have experienced so far are tremendous. And it sounds like it's just getting started. So Seth, I'm going to get maybe some words of advice from you, sir.
So I am going to quote my good friend, John Iglesias, who is the CEO at Northwest Community Credit Union. And his quote is, your members are going to get the money from somewhere.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing it, you need to do it because you want to bring your members back into the safety of your credit union,
mm-hmm.
just like Amanda shared. And that is really the common theme that we hear from credit union CEOs is once they see the success of the product and the way they're helping their members and they're truly changing members' lives and their financial trajectory. Right? It becomes a no-brainer that this is what they need to do.
Yeah, well
said. It's helping people, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all about. This is really gets to the core of it, too. So for sure. Amanda, any advice from you since you are living this right now?
Sounds like I'm going to quote Seth's friend John, too.
Wow.
the members are going to get the money from somewhere. And I think as credit unions, we have a responsibility to provide that solution alongside the financial education so that members can migrate to more maybe favorable interest rates or other solutions. But you don't know until you try. And a lot of credit unions, even ahead of us, have done it. And that we've had tremendous success with it, both from the member engagement and from a financial perspective. So, yeah, do it. That's what I told. I'm like, my advice is do it.
I think that's a Nike one, though. Yeah, you might be quoting Nike there for a second. Yeah, just do it. Just do it. That, so. Hey, last question for you, Amanda. So you talked about Thanksgiving, those folks getting a fast cash on Thanksgiving. Any like holiday specialty loans that you guys are offering or anything like that you can share? Or?
So it is the fast cash product. It's the same product that we offer year round. And really, historically, the holiday loans have always been the same products we offer year round. It's just the marketing around them, right? So we kind of did that with the fast cash product. And like I said, we were able to fund loans on Thanksgiving, loans on Black Friday, loans at 1 a.m. And members are able to get funding and probably get deals that otherwise they might not have been able to get without that product.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, it just makes your credit union that much more valuable for them for sure. So that's the end all be all for sure. So all right, guys. Well, anything else to add to wrap up? Seth, any final thoughts here? Any more quotes from friends at credit unions that you want to share?
Lots of quotes from friends at credit unions. You know, we're going to finish this year with about 100 credit unions using QCash. And so super excited about that. And I would just encourage you that are watching this broadcast, go to QCash.com, fill out the form, talk to us, and let us help you help your members while they're experiencing a life event.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said. All right, Amanda, any final thoughts on your end as well?
I would echo with what Seth said. The members are getting the money. You might as well offer the product and capture that relationship.
Indeed. And just do it. All right. Just do it. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the success that you're already experiencing, Amanda. And thanks, Seth, for coming back on again and sharing your side of the story as well. Tremendous stuff you guys are doing for folks out there. And keep up the good work and look forward to chatting again in 2023.
Thanks, Mike. Happy holidays.
All right. Thanks, guys. Well.